This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While Democrats claim that yesterday's appearances by the former special counsel in the Russia probe, Robert Mueller, before two House committees could still be a launching pad for an impeachment inquiry, the president's personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, says nothing new came out at those hearings. And he says,
it was interesting to me that these statements about, you know, Bob Mueller says we can't exonerate the president. Bob Mueller couldn't exonerate himself because the special counsel can't exonerate.
Ricardo Rosello says he will resign as governor of Puerto Rico on the 2nd of August. This demonstrator in San Juan saying,
it's not over. It's just the beginning. We're done with the governor, but we're coming back for more. There needs to be reform. There needs to be new government.
Rosello recently found to have said scandalous things about women, gays, and others in a series of messages with his associates. And this is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Corrections officials at a jail in Manhattan say that billionaire financier Jeffrey Epstein was found injured in his jail cell. He was reportedly found last night on the floor of his cell in a semi-conscious state with marks on his neck. Investigators have not yet determined what happened to him, but they say he will be kept on a suicide watch as Epstein has pleaded not guilty to federal conspiracy and sex trafficking charges. It's a record-breaking $5 billion fine for Facebook over the company's privacy policy. The FTC Chairman Joe Simons announcing it yesterday.
This settlement is the result of an exhaustive investigation, which concluded that Facebook betrayed the trust of its users and deceived them about their ability to control their personal information.
The Pentagon says North Korea has in recent hours fired two short-range missiles. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Congressional efforts to block arms sales to Saudi Arabia being stopped by the White House, the president vetoing the two bipartisan measures that were passed by Congress to halt sales to the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates. A well-known foreign actor has passed away.
Rutger Hauer, best known for his role as antagonist Roy Batty in 1982's Blade Runner, has died at the age of 75.
All those moments will be lost. In time, like tears in rain. Time to die.
He died in his native country, the Netherlands, after dealing with an illness. Hauer also starred in Sin City, Batman Begins, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and Lady Hawk. He won a Golden Globe in 1988 for his role in a World War II television movie, Escape from Sobibor. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And listen up, handy guys. If you have this type of table saw, you'll want to know about it. The Consumer Product Safety Commission issuing a recall for the saw that was sold at Lowe's because of fire safety concerns. They say the Porter Cable 10-inch table saw has caused more than 60 fires. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's what we do. It's what's all about here, America. Good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Dr. Tom Borelli is joining us now, not to be confused with Deneen. I know initially we announced that Deneen was going to be here, but I'll tell you, this is the thing that when you got two smart people living in the household, and thank God, Tom, you and Deneen, you know, are ideologically similar. It's not like you're the Conways right now with Kellyanne and some of the stuff that she has to apologize or at least kind of just say, okay, I'm just not going to say nothing about my husband.
Hey, Bill, always great to be back with you. Yes, we are politically aligned and we can pitch it for each other. So now I'm up to bat for Deneen.
Well, I appreciate you being able to do this. And, of course, Deneen's been quite busy. And maybe you can announce to our audience, as if she wasn't busy enough. I mean, she's got her hands full with Women for Trump now, huh?
Yeah, Deneen was announced as one of the co-chairs for the Women for Trump Coalition. The launch was last week in Pennsylvania, and Deneen is very excited to be part of that. It's really an impressive group of accomplished women. You know, the chairwoman of the whole thing is Laura Trump, right. Tremendous spokesperson. Kimberly Guilfoyle is part of the effort. Melissa Mercedes Schlapp, is also part of it. Kaylee McEnany, the tremendous Katrina Pearson, who was early on with President Trump as first spokesperson when he announced his candidacy. So it is really a group of really smart, accomplished women. And I think it really throws a nice contrast to the Hollywood elites that always promote the anti-President Trump agenda. We have a group of strong women, and at the event, in fact, there were something like 1,000 women that showed up.
It was amazing how organic that was.
Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And Tom, and the thing is, we've heard so much that, the Trump administration has been conducting a war on women, but there's no policy. There's really no support other than just, a false fake news headline thrown out there by the media. When they make these statements, you try to figure out, okay, where are they coming from? What substantiates that headline or that false narrative? Because throughout Trump's career and in this administration, you see him fighting, for women. And so the tough thing, I mean, I can understand the abortion issue being a issue for some women. because you have some that are clearly ideologically fixed. They want to ignore science and say that it's not a baby and it's my body and my reproductive rights and all that. But who's leading the charge, quite interestingly, on the whole pro-life issue, are women who have experienced the lie of Roe v. Wade. And you just need to get out of the way and just listen to their stories that they will tell you, you know, my child would have been 13 today. That would not be holding on to their psyche and their hearts all this time and probably till the day they die if it was just a mass of inconsequential tissue.
No, you're right. Certainly right on the abortion issue and what we know now from the Democrats. They essentially want abortion on demand up to and including post-birth.
Exactly.
That's truly, truly frightening. Mm-hmm. But again, what the left usually does, Democrats do, is they always lead with emotion and fear. But when you take that away, what do you see? You see a roaring economy, and women, turns out, they're benefiting the most from President Trump's economic policy. The unemployment rate is really, really low. Tremendous number of job growth among women. Number of women out of poverty is another number that is very big. So his policies are working, and that's why the Democrats always have to use fear and emotion, because they can't challenge him on the results.
Exactly.
And as a businessman, former businessman, what he operates by results.
Exactly.
Not polls, it's results.
Yeah, exactly. There's always a bottom line there, which is disturbing to the status quo of D.C. that is used to operating on polls and other things that, drive Main Street Americans nuts, because you go, wait, what? How does this work? You know, how is it that you increase the debt limit by $300 billion when we're already at $22 trillion, saying that this is a national security issue, but you continue to expand and you don't want to deal with the real problems of our debt, and that's these entitlement programs.
Yeah, well, that's certainly a huge issue, and unfortunately, Republicans broadly have lost the appetite to fight the battle to cut spending. They just gave up.
Right.
And, you know, that's something that's obviously in the background that one day is going to come back and bite all of us. Mm-hmm. But hopefully in the second Trump administration, this will be an issue that will be addressed.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, there's no appetite, there's no political appetite, and the Democrats would jump all over that, you know, you're throwing grandma over the cliff.
Exactly.
That's the argument that they used against Paul Ryan years ago.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, Tom, and to your point, you know, it's like good news, bad news. The bad news for Democrats is that, the Trump administration's been in operation for 3 years. It was not that long ago that the women of America, I say all Americans, were suffering immensely under the Barack Obama administration. And so, you know, this is a clear contrast between the two. And now you've got these Democratic candidates coming in and saying, hey, if you think Obama was great, let me show you how much greater we are. We're doubling down and we're going to do everything that he wanted to do. But it wasn't politically opportunistic to do it. And so now being led by the four Democratic apocalypse horsewomen, I say. They're really making a hard left to socialism, and they're making this a clear binary choice. You know, do you want capitalism or do you want socialism for America?
Well, Bill, you know what? You know, that's really the good news. What we really want is that binary choice,
mm-hmm.
because then it's clear to everybody what you see is what you're going to get. And, you know, when former President Obama was running his first term, he certainly didn't describe himself as the policies that he delivered when he got to be president.
Well, so they didn't vet him. The mainstream media didn't. Well, they protected him.
No, that part too. Mm-hmm. But, you know, once he got in office, then we really saw what he was up to. But he kind of more or less ran as kind of a more of a moderate than what his policies were when he got there. So what we want is people actually to run on what they really believe. And if they really believe in socialism, God bless them and let the American right. people make that choice. And
exactly.
They'll make the correct choice.
Well, the thing was so dangerous about President Obama, he's probably, I mean, him and Bill Clinton, probably two of the most charming political candidates in the recent era. You can add Ronald Reagan to that a bit, but when it came to raw charm, I mean, these two were incredible. And it's also what made Barack Obama so dangerous, because what he said was he was going to fundamentally change America. He came pretty darn close to doing that, and I think that many Americans still do not understand what he meant by fundamentally changing America, do they?
No, but thank God, and I literally mean that. Thank God,
yes.
Right. President Trump has unwound a lot of those.
Without a doubt. More from Tom after this. Stay with us.
Heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez live.
And that's not only a call for millennials, I'd say for all Americans, because we require a government of, for, by, we the people, by our Constitution, which means that we need to engage our government and know what it is that we're supporting and getting behind here. Dr. Tom Borelli continues with us, a climate change energy expert, a contributor with a Conservative Review and America's Voice. You see him regularly on Fox News. Real quick, Tom, before we get into the AOC propaganda commentary that you wrote for Newsmax, I wanted to get your read, on the sad story. I mean, sad in the sense that, all the things, for me, I have some sentiment for Bob Mueller as being a former Marine. Me being a former Marine, we have some, some affinity there. But, you know, what a way to be remembered. It was an absolute train wreck yesterday, and I just felt so sorry for the man.
Well, I agree, to a certain extent what you said. But, look, he's an adult, and he decided to jump into this. And this is one of the problems with people who have been involved in Washington for so, so long. Their egos will not allow them to stay away from power.
Mm-hmm.
Period. And you sometimes, look, I go back for the younger listeners out there, always think of that, a famous running back, Jim Brown, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
He was the leading running back at the time in the Hall of Fame for the Cleveland Browns back in the 60s, and he said enough. He got off at the top
exactly.
of the game. And you have to respect that. And then there are many other examples. Look at former Vice President Joe Biden, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's lost his edge. He should
clearly
be running for
right.
president, but it's that ego. It's the people saying, you can do this, you can mm-hmm. do this. And I think even in the hearing, Mueller mentioned that, he probably, the only job he would come back to, or was reported, the only job he would come back to in Washington would be the FBI director.
Right.
Did you want him running the FBI?
Yeah, no, not at all. No, certainly at this point, because
no one to give up the
right.
cleats,
right?
Put the bat down.
No,
I'm ready as soon as I win Lotto.
Yeah, coach, don't put me in.
exactly.
That's it. So
stop cheering. I'll sit on the bench. Thank you.
Well, you bring up a good point. I think it could be interesting here if people make the relationship of what happened with Mueller to Biden. He's done. And he was already, Kamala Harris all but put a fork in him on that first night of debate, and he's been scrambling ever since and floundering here. So, I don't know, maybe he's just waiting for the final gaffe. Maybe Cory Booker puts it into him. I don't know.
No, somebody will, because, again, he had his time. He woulda, coulda, shoulda. He should have replaced Hillary last time, and he could have been president. Who knows?
Right. Well, but that wasn't Barack Obama's choice. And he's still not Barack Obama's choice, right?
No, not. And what does that tell you?
Right, exactly.
Obama failed to throw him a life preserver in, mm-hmm. When she was at an event recently. So there's something not right there.
Right, exactly. Well, let's talk AOC and the apocryphal Democratic women that, are running, it would seem, the Democratic Party. We talk about people being in name only. It almost seems that the Speaker has lost control, and some are suggesting the new Speakers of the House are these four women being led by AOC.
I think that's a really good argument, and I actually believe that right now. And in fact, I believe Speaker Pelosi is going to have a meeting, a sit-down with Representative Ocasio-Cortez today. But when you really sit back and look at it analytically, it's Ocasio-Cortez and the other members of what they call the squad, they really are driving the Democrat agenda. And my Newsmax commentary is just amazing, is that, you know, the good news is the recognition that there is a border crisis surge from like 45% to 74%.
Mm-hmm.
However, 52% of Democrats, when you look behind it, 52% of Democrats believe the crisis is the treatment of the illegal migrants,
right,
not the surge.
Exactly.
And to tie that to Ocasio-Cortez's rhetoric and propaganda around concentration camps and the drama after visiting one of the detention facilities, she's driving the Democrats to believe the problem is the treatment, not the loopholes in our immigration laws that allow this invasion at the border. Mm-hmm. And that's frightening.
And Tom, this
Pelosi's afraid of her.
Exactly, and this was furthered by Elijah Cummings. Did you see that interview with McElhinney and his attack? Elijah Cummings on him, on the acting DHS director? I almost sit there and said, Kevin, I would have handed in my resignation. I don't deserve this. I mean, here, the very people that are adding to the problem are interrogating me and attacking me because we don't have enough toothbrushes. Last time I checked, it's not my purview to allocate toothbrushes for the border. That is Congress's job. That's Elijah Cummings' job. That's AOC's job. But no, you know, they want to blame, you know, all the president's men, you know, for the problem that they're creating because they couldn't admit that it's even a crisis. Now they kind of, you know, half-heartedly agree it's a crisis. But what are you going to do about it? Oh, let's talk to Bob Mueller for, you know, 6 hours and have another meeting post Bob Mueller and talk about that as opposed to dealing with the real problem, right?
No, absolutely. And, you know, really thinking about it, really sick, because the Democrats are responsible for this huge surge at the border and they don't want to be held accountable for it. And so not to get caught, they just go on offense and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. When there's hundreds of thousands of people coming over the border, we're not equipped to deal with that. So then they just blame the administration rather than looking in the mirror and saying, my God, why are we creating incentives for illegals to come across the border like the governor in California, Mr. Newsom, who's giving health care to young illegal aliens. I mean, it's absolutely outrageous.
Yeah, and then you wonder why you're being invaded even
right.
More so. We're rewarding all the wrong behavior. I mean, these are all practical deals. And you imagine, Tom, in the head of a businessman like Donald Trump and most of us people who grew up in business, this is so antithetical. This is so it is such a disdain for common sense that it's revolting.
It is revolting, but what's even more concerning is the fact that Ocasio-Cortez could sway the Democrats to believe the problem is the treatment of illegal migrants in these detention centers.
Mm-hmm. And they say
that's why Pelosi's right. Afraid, because she can get on TV, she can throw her drama out there, and it works for the Democrats, because a lot of Democrats operate on emotion, where a lot of Republicans, conservatives operate on facts and reason.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you know Democrats work on emotion, you could just scream the children all day in toothbrushes and they get what they want.
Right.
Without ever thinking about the root cause of the problem.
Exactly. Well, and that's the issue to your point. Exactly. And we talked about this the other day, Tom, is that the very thing that the Democrats have created is coming back to roost on their very pumpkin heads. You know, that's what's going on, right? I mean, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and the three other gals, congresswomen, are just laying at the foot of the Democrats the very thing that they've used against Republicans all these years.
Like the race card.
Yes, exactly. Like the race card. And but you got to explain this to me because I don't understand. If you're black, you got to bring your black voice. If you're brown, you got to bring your brown voice. If you're gay, you're gay. What does that mean?
Well, that's identity politics to the ninth degree, and that's what they're all about. You're not an individual. You're a protected class.
You're only protected if you have that black face and black voice. If your black voice doesn't line up with the black face that I say it should have, then you're out of the club, right?
I go back to Denise Morelli, my wife, being a black female conservative. She doesn't get a lot of respect from the other side.
Well, I imagine that probably you know rankled her a bit. That was like when they were talking about the one guy being a white Hispanic. My mother at the time was alive, and she goes, she was just like shaking her head. She goes, oh, they've lost their minds. A white Hispanic now. But go figure. Hey, we'll keep you informed here. You got to stay with us. Dr. Tom Borelli, a contributor to Conservative Review, climate change and energy expert. It's always good to have you with us, Dr. Tom. Appreciate it. Take care, buddy.
Great to be with you, Bill. Thanks again.
This is sponsored by Sprint. Sprint wants customers to connect with friends and family across the globe at amazingly low rates. Today, Sprint is offering an all-new international long-distance call option to Colombia from the United States. Colombia Unlimited includes unlimited calls from the U.S. to mobile phones and landlines in Colombia for just $5 extra per month on select unlimited plans. Alberto Lorente, Director of Multicultural Marketing.
In addition to offering free calls to Mexico, we are excited to now include a valuable service so that more people can communicate with their friends and family in Latin America. At Sprint, we are committed to offering our customers the best value so that they can enjoy international calls at a very low cost.
Add this international option to Sprint Unlimited Basic, Plus, and Premium plans. For more information about this incredible new plan, visit Sprint.com/ILD specials.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
While Democrats claim that yesterday's appearances by the former special counsel in the Russia probe, Robert Mueller, before two House committees could still be a launching pad for an impeachment inquiry, the president's personal attorney, Jay Sekulow, says nothing new came out at those hearings. And he says,
it was interesting to me that these statements about, Bob Mueller says we can't exonerate the president. Bob Mueller couldn't exonerate himself because the special counsel can't exonerate.
Ricardo Rosello says he will resign as governor of Puerto Rico on the 2nd of August. This demonstrator in San Juan saying,
it's not over. It's just the beginning. We're done with the governor, but we're coming back for more. There needs to be reform. There needs to be new government.
Rosello recently found to have said scandalous things about women, gays, and others in a series of messages with his associates. And this is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Biff Martinez.
People hang on his every word, even the prepositions. He could disarm you with his looks or his hands. Either way, he can speak French in Russian. He is the most interesting man in the world.
Stay listening, my friend. Bill Martinez live.
I'll tell you, don't try it at home, because speaking French and Russian, it can be a real tongue twister. I'm just telling you, a heads up. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Pope Francis made the announcement here recently that Mark Brennan is going to be the bishop of Wheeling, Charleston, Virginia. Now, this comes after the disgraced Bishop Bransfield was removed from his position following multiple sexual assault allegations and financial corruption. With us to tell us more about it is Dr. Mark Bunsen. He is an American author of more than 50 books, a historian, professor, editor, and Roman Catholic theologian. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you?
Very good to be with you.
Good to be here. Good news. I guess the church now I would say, by action, is realizing we cannot continue on with what has happened historically. Problems with sex and anything that is in that violates church doctrine has to be dealt with immediately, right?
I think that's very safe to say, and we've seen a pretty steady progression under Pope Benedict XVI and now under Pope Francis with the number of measures that have been imposed. We dealt with the clergy sexual abuse crisis starting in 2002. Now what we're looking at, especially in the last year, are a series of decrees that are holding bishops accountable, and that's really where this the Bishop Bransfield story comes in, that he is subject now to pretty strict rules in terms of behavior, and thank heavens for it.
Right. Now, how was this discovered regarding Bishop Bransfield?
Well, there were a number of complaints that various Catholics and others had during his time as bishop. He was Bishop of Wheeling, Charleston, West Virginia from 2004 to 2014, so you're talking about a good chunk of time there.
Mm-hmm.
2018, I should say, actually 14 years, and complaints ranged from the creation of an environment of retribution and fear in the chancery that then allowed him to circumvent a lot of the financial controls that one would typically expect for a diocese.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were growing allegations of sexual harassment and the abuse of power, in particular against those under his authority. I'm speaking specifically about seminarians and priests.
Right.
At the time of his resignation, at the age of 75, all bishops have to submit a letter of resignation to the Holy Father. It was accepted immediately, and Archbishop Lori of Baltimore was put in charge of the diocese and with the task of launching a formal investigation that was independent of church authority. So in other words, you had an independent review of everything, and they found all of these allegations to be credible.
So the bishop is retired at this point, and so this is post his retirement that this discovery is made, right?
Well, the findings, definitely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we had an initial report in March that found the allegations to be credible. Then we had a formal letter from Archbishop Lori in June, and then we had this decree just last Friday, sort of the results of the investigation, and three things came from that. That is a decree from Pope Francis himself. It stipulates that he can no longer reside in the Diocese of Wheeling-Charleston. He is forbidden from any public ministry. And then the one that caught a lot of, for those of us who follow the church very closely, it caught my eye. He is required to make amends in some fashion for his failures as a bishop. And that will be left to his successor, we now know, is the Bishop Mark Brennan.
Right. Well, the bishop, Bishop Mark, now has his hands full because he's got healing to do there amongst all the dioceses in his in his charge. Right.
He does very much. It's made worse in some ways because the Catholic community in West Virginia is about 77,000 strong, and it's very tight knit. So everyone knows each other. That's a smaller community like that tends to reflect that.
Exactly.
So his task, I think, is first to restore credibility and trust. But the other, then, is to really begin the process of healing things pastorally and spiritually.
Right.
And I think that's one of the reasons why he was chosen. He has a reputation, a longstanding reputation, for being a very good pastor, a very good shepherd of souls. And I think that's going to be that starting task. The next is trying to, as I said, regain that trust and credibility, and I think it's going to be through a series of gestures, starting with whatever he insists Bishop Bransfield do in terms of making those amends.
Mm-hmm.
But the other is some concrete gestures, such as selling property from the diocese to try to start this process of financial restitution from what many see were egregious wastes of money.
Mm-hmm. Give me some examples. What are we looking at here in terms of the waste of money?
Well, it's the list is a very long one. About $2.4 million in assorted types of travel, including much of it for personal use, the use of a personal chef, the use of a private jet for what would be deemed very frivolous trips. We also had $185,000 in fresh flowers delivered to the physical residence, I believe, and the chancery. We had, as well, $350,000 in various gifts. There were two types, one to other church leaders. Those have been almost all returned from different officials. But the other part of it went to some of the very seminarians and priests who have subsequently accused him of sexual harassment. So that raises all sorts of other ethical questions.
Sexual harassment, not necessarily sexual involvement.
Well, the allegations range everything from inappropriate contact to, I believe, to innuendo to creating a very hostile environment of sexual discussions and other things. There was an investigation into potential allegations involving minors, but I believe that they found no evidence of that.
That aspect, I mean, the financial restitution is one thing. The psychological restitution, wow, that is a very powerful, as you know, Matt, to address and to reconcile. The church has been trying to do this for a long time. Being a practicing Catholic myself, it has been my prayer and hope that, you know, maybe the church, as an example of forgiveness, and would lead the way to really, in a sense, throw themselves on the mercy of the constituency and to come and genuinely ask for forgiveness without any kind of concern for, you know, legal action and that sort of thing. I think that the concern for legal implication has blocked, I think, true repentance and forgiveness in the church. Now, that's just one man's opinion who loves the church and sees what has happened. And, you know, and that's just been my hope and prayer, and that's been something that God has led me to. So I don't know. For what it's worth, I lay that out to you.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's going to be one of the primary tasks for Bishop Brennan going forward. He needs to bring that healing, but he also needs to bring that sense of real care for the many injured souls here.
Exactly.
And I think he's 72, which means that he's not going to be serving there for that long as a bishop. So to use that old aphorism, he has one job.
Right.
And
right.
That's bring the type of healing that they really need.
And basically he's got 3 years in which to accomplish that.
Yes, he does. Possibly longer, because his resignation may not be accepted immediately when he turns 75, depending upon how things are going.
Exactly. Well, we'll pray for Bishop Mark and for, you know, the people there, but also, of course, when you have incidences like this, it brings up the wounds throughout the Catholic Church and the body of Christ, does it not?
It does. And keep praying for all of the shepherds and for all of the victims.
Amen. I appreciate you coming on the show, Matt, and you know, getting keeping us up to date, and look forward to having you back to keep this conversation going. Because, as you say, you know, our prayers are important, and no doubt the new bishop is going to have his hands full, and the people as well. You know, that they would have forgiving hearts, and that they would follow the lead of this shepherd. As you say, he's had a history of being a shepherd, and the good shepherd is what we need right now, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Matt Brunson, Dr. Matt Brunson, American author of more than 50 books, historian, professor, editor of Roman Catholic Theologian. Thank you, Professor. Appreciate it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-536-4436.
Are you making payments on high-interest credit cards and your mortgage?
but feel like you aren't making a dent? If you're like most homeowners, you're getting a ton of calls to refi, but no one can help you save money, right? You're in luck. Our friends at Network Capital help their clients save on their debt payments an average of $528 a month. That's right. Refi those debts and you could save an average of $528 a month. That's over $6,300 a year, which could also improve your FICO scores. Call 800-700-8068 now. Network Capital Funding Corporation is a direct lender and their process is fast, simple, and secure. We urge you to call our friends at Network Capital now. 800-700-8068. Can you imagine what you could do with an extra $528 a month? Give them a call right now. 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Oh, it is time to go live and direct to Hollywood, California. Still the movie capital of the world, ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not. Stay with us.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and as a bonus, you get the movie guy, Steve Evans. Steve-O, you know, interesting. Now, do you know the opening song? I mean, can you do the song? Do you know the lyrics to The Lion King, the opening?
Oh, I mean, Circle of Life?
Well, no, not Circle, you know, whatever it is, you know.
Hakuna Matata?
No, Hakuna Matata. You know, when they do the open, that grand opening that that Elton John...
it's called The Circle of Life. That's
No, I know it's called The Circle of Life.
I don't know the words.
I mean, Chalanga, whatever it is, I don't know.
That part,
yes, exactly. And that's what I think would be fun, because I've been asking people, you know, and they all have their own version. Brad, you have a version, right? What was your version? You want to say? he's going to go shy on me. See, before, I was asking him, and he came up with a little bit of lyrics, you know. Something like that. Yeah, exactly. You know, so
like that.
So a lot of Ikayangas for Lion King this past weekend, huh?
Oh,
191 million Ikayangas.
You know, it's amazing. The numbers are incredible. About 192 million in this country, almost 600 million worldwide.
It was
the biggest debut ever for a film in the month of July, and the biggest debut ever for a PG-rated film ever. So,
wow.
I mean, these are big numbers, and that means that it's well on its way to $1 billion. And that means that Disney will soon have 5 mega hits this year in the 10-digit territory, the billion-dollar territory. And they still have Frozen and Star Wars sequels to come in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
So this could be a $10 billion a year for Disney.
So you're burning novena candles in front of your Disney stock these days, right?
Well, I tell you what, I'm not sure you can touch it now, but it would have been a great buy years ago, huh?
Yes.
I mean, it's just doing amazingly well. And I saw a movie last week. I saw The Lion King.
Oh,
and it is amazing.
You handled the throng, did you?
Well, I did. I was able to grab a couple of tickets, and... Uh-huh. It's amazing to look at. It's like hyper reality. It's like looking at a 4K TV. You know, when that looks
amazing. Well, I guess it's not even fair to call it animation because it's not necessarily animation per se, right? This new technique.
Well, it's computer generated images. It's animated. You know, it's animation by a computer, and the animals look real. Mm-hmm. I mean, takes a little getting used to.
It does.
The animals talk and they look like real animals. And when you see the warthog, you know, singing Hakuna Matata and dancing
right
down the street, that's a little disconcerting. But
a real warthog as opposed to an animated warthog. Yes.
Right. And the meerkat's funny. Billy,
as long as they don't have smell-o-vision there, because it's a real warthog, you know.
Yeah, well,
okay.
That's kind of the...
That's just left to your own imagination, right?
Right. Okay. But Billy Eichner plays the meerkat, and he steals the show. He has some laugh-out-loud funny lines. So, yeah, I'd recommend it. It really is something to see. But like I say, the animals take a little getting used to.
Mm.
We did have other films out last weekend. We had Spider-Man Far From Home. That movie's made about $320 million in this country. Number 3 was the other Disney movie in the top 5, Toy Story 4. That made about $15.6 million. That was followed by Crawl and Yesterday. So
wow,
it's an amazing year for Disney. So they own the box office, as they say.
Exactly. So what happens for the newcomers? Is there any room for them?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's a movie coming out this weekend that a lot of people have been looking forward to. It won't be number one. They say it's going to make about $30 million Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Have you heard about this?
Yes, I have, yes.
Yeah, what have you heard? I mean, this is Quentin Tarantino, and this is his 9th film. What have you heard about it? Have you seen the trailer?
I've seen the trailer, and I'm getting mixed reaction on it. Although you say people are looking forward to this, I don't know. Leonardo DiCaprio is an interesting character. Is he not?
He is an interesting guy. And this has Leonardo DiCaprio playing a guy by the name of Rick Dalton. And then Brad Pitt plays his longtime stunt double Cliff Booth. And so mm-hmm. those two are together. 89% of the critics are recommending. And it's like I say, it was Tarantino's 9th film. It's a story that takes place in Hollywood back in 1969 at the height of hippie Hollywood. And you got these two lead characters, Rick Dalton, played by Leonardo DiCaprio. He's a former star of a Western TV series. And then his longtime stunt double, Cliff Booth, played by Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. Now, both are kind of struggling to make it in a Hollywood that they really don't recognize anymore. But Rick Dalton has a very famous next-door neighbor by the name of Sharon Tate, who's played by Margot Robbie. Now, Sharon and her husband, Roman Polanski, in the movie, have rented their new home next to Dalton's. And at a party at the Playboy Mansion, fellow actor Steve McQueen fills in Dalton on the backstory of Tate and Polanski and their friend Jay Sebring. Now, as it turns out, Dalton is offered a role in this opportunity to shoot a spaghetti western in Rome. And I get the impression that Rick Dalton character is loosely based on Clint Eastwood because mm-hmm. he went over to, of course, Italy and
right.
shot these spaghetti westerns. Anyway, Rick goes over and takes about 6 months and goes over and takes Booth with him. They both go over to Italy to shoot these spaghetti westerns. And then when they get back to L.A., Booth, the Brad Pitt character, escorts this flirtatious young woman by the name of Pussycat to the Spawn movie ranch, and there he learns that she's a member of the Manson family led by cult leader Charles Manson. And then things get really crazy. There's a lot of reimagining that goes on. I haven't seen the movie, but I've read all about it,
mm-hmm.
and it sounds like it gets pretty crazy toward the end. So
right.
that's what's happening.
If Leonardo DiCaprio starts doing some lead songs for some Beach Boys, we know they've really jumped the shark, right?
Well, I don't know. Like, people are raving about this. So I guess whatever they're doing works.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. All right. Okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Okay.
89% recommending. Then we have a documentary that's out this year, this weekend,
mm-hmm.
which is called Mike Wallace is Here. 100% of the critics are recommending this.
100%?
100%, yeah. This is a look at Mike Wallace, who for over a half century, he was there forever, on 60 Minutes. He was this fearsome newsman, as we all know. He went head-to-head with the world's most influential figures, and they rely exclusively on archival footage, and the film really interrogates the interrogator, tracking Mike's storied career and troubled personal life while unpacking how broadcast journalism has evolved to today's precarious tipping point. It's called Mike Wallace.
He definitely, during that period of time, wielded a lot of power and likes camera action, and he was the predecessor to Mufasa. You know, when I still hear Whoopi Goldberg, you know, in her character, you know, talking about Mufasa. Mufasa. Oh, that's like Mike Wallace, you know. Mike Wallace, you know, people would just shake their knees to know that,
Made some incredible television. Remember, you know, back in the day when he would be chasing people down the street and breaking into doors and, you know, crazy stuff was happening. But he was an amazing talent. There's a documentary all about him. Well, another movie out called Skin, which is getting good reviews, 82% recommending this one. This is about a white supremacist who reforms his life after falling in love. But saying goodbye to his skinhead life isn't a clean process. He must betray his former gang, work alongside the FBI in order to remove the body ink that has represented his identity for so long, as well as the burden of the gang's crimes that he helped to carry out. So 82% recommending Skin.
Yeah, getting rid of body ink is very, very difficult. I mean, it's kind of like what Zig Ziglar used to say about, you know, the kids that, you know, express themselves with, you know, piercings and tattoos and everything like that. He said, look it, I love their creativity. He says, I just can't hire them because I'd end up spending 75% of my time explaining him to the rest of the staff.
The smart ones at least put them in.
Try to cover it. You know, exactly. Yeah, right. putting it on your face and all around your eyes, and you know, doing some Mike Tyson kind of design work. That's interesting.
You see some pretty crazy stuff, but then you know, I'm surprised at how mainstream it's become.
No, exactly. You
know, a lot of women getting tattoos these days for whatever reason. So,
well, I'll tell you what. I'm in Florida, and the demographic of women. Who, I mean, it's like they had tattoos a long time ago because some of these women, I mean, originally I think it started down to the kneecap and it's at their ankles now. And, you know, so just for fun. And I just want to ask sometimes, what were you thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you can have them removed, but I don't think the skin is ever quite the same.
But you just you just wait for it to lower and go down, you know, below your ankle, and then it's all hidden, I guess.
Whatever. Gravity takes hold. All right,
exactly.
Another doc out this weekend, which I think is really quite timely. It's called The Great Hack. Now, this is something that premiered on Netflix Wednesday night, and it's going to be, I guess, in a few theaters out there. This is about data, big data, arguably the world's most valuable asset, which is being weaponized to wage cultural and political wars these days. The dark world of data exploitation is uncovered through the unpredictable personal journeys of players on different sides of the explosive Cambridge Analytica Facebook data story. And this is about one of the whistleblowers and talking about exactly what happened at Cambridge Analytica. Mm-hmm. And I think it's quite timely because I don't really think we have our hands around what is going on as far as big data and how this is all working. So,
and the government's trying to get involved with this thing too, especially with the exposure of Google. You just had a decision right now. Facebook just got fined exactly, for data breaching and whatever. Or no, privacy. It was privacy violation that they did. But all this stuff, exactly. I think this is very... So is this a documentary, The Great Hack?
Yeah, it's a great hack. It's a documentary on Netflix right now, and I believe in a few theaters as well. So like I say, the book has yet to be written about all this yet.
Oh, yeah, it's still in process, no doubt about it. So what else do we got? We got anything else?
Well, we have a movie called The Mountain, which is interesting, starring Jeff Goldblum. This takes place in 1950s America. And it's about Jeff Goldblum playing a introverted, well, he actually plays a doctor in an insane asylum. And as one critic said, I don't care what the rating is, I'll see anything with Jeff Goldblum in it. So that's out this weekend, The Mountain. You might want to check that out.
Well, if you've already seen Lion King, you've got some additional choices there. But chances are it'll be Lion King numero uno one more time, right?
It will be. 90 million, they say, again this weekend. When you have
have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.